weeks into the global coronavirus shutdown, there were excited stories from all over the world about how the natural environment might be benefiting from humans shutting themselves inside. Human disasters can have weird side effects. Now, coronavirus has only been going for a couple of months, but in Colombia, there's been an internal conflict there that's lasted 55 years, and it seems to have had a weird side effect as well. It's largely kept development away from the country's forests and jungles. It's a sad irony that while humans were killing each other, with over 200,000 dying in the conflict, the forests and jungles where the guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC, were hiding out, were well protected by their presence. That conflict finally ended in 2016 with a peace agreement, but that led to concerns that developers and farmers would be quick to move in and start logging those forests and jungles. The UK's Earlham Institute recognised this threat early on and moved to protect Colombia's natural heritage, and that resulted in a partnership with the University of Sydney. Jaime Gongora is Associate Professor in Conservation Biology and Animal Genetics and Associate Dean of Indigenous Strategy at the Faculty of Science for the University of Sydney. And Jaime is also Project Leader of Grow Colombia and joins us to discuss this. Welcome to Sunday Extra, Jaime.
Hello, good morning everyone, and thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Could you just tell us a little bit about the Grow Colombia project and also how you came to be involved in it?
Yes, yes. This is a project that is funded by the Global Challenges Research Fund in the UK, and the director is Professor Federica Di Palma. So I was involved a couple of years ago when one of my PhD students was working in the Earlham Institute, and she told me that they were planning a capacity building project in Colombia to train researchers and research institutions in Colombia. So I said, I am happy to be involved. And then I realized that was a component missing. That was how to train as combatants in terms of a post-conflict period, because this fund
so,
was...
So training ex-combatants in how to deal with... I suppose they've been living with battle for so many years. Yeah. How do you do that?
I was initially involving them in selling the idea that biodiversity and nature was a pathway for meaningful reincorporation into society. As long as they understand more about nature from the scientific point of view, they can incorporate that in the ecotourism initiatives they have.
That sounds like a really challenging shift from armed conflict to, conservation. How have you actually found that ex-combatants make that transition?
I think that there are different factors and different processes within the reincorporation, and we are just one of them. And I found that they were very enthusiastic. They participate, they share with us their knowledge, because they have a lot of knowledge about the forests and jungles where they were living for a long time. Yeah. So it was a really nice transition and activities and initiatives where they were engaged in all of this.
What was it like for you as somebody who grew up in the country during its internal conflict to be sitting down and doing workshops with ex-FARC rebels?
I think that it was very moving, because seeing that I was contributing 20 years after into the country where I was born, into the peace process, was very moving, but also was very moving seeing that these combatants could sit with as paramilitary, with the military forces, and talk about biodiversity. Many years ago, they were killing each other, and now they were talking about peace and reconciliation and nature and conservation of biodiversity.
And just briefly, have those fears about what was going to happen to the forests and jungles been realized? What is the state of conservation in terms of Colombia's natural heritage?
I think that at this stage is a little bit of concern, because in the past we have the ex-combatants in the jungles, and they have the rules that people couldn't cut trees and people couldn't decimate the biodiversity there. And now, once the ex-combatants left the jungles, I think that the government has a step in to protect the biodiversity. And we have been seeing a lot of logging, destruction of forests. And yes, it's a bit of concern at the moment.
Well, obviously, it's a great challenge, but it's great to hear that Grow Colombia is engaging in such a constructive way. Jaime Gongora, thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jaime Gongora, Associate Professor in Conservation, Biology and Animal Genetics at the University of Sydney. And Jaime is a project leader of the Grow Columbia Project.